honestly, Brian, the amount of time where a transition is affected is irrelevant to the consideration of whether or not something qualifies as a coup. A coup is an ouster of a duly elected leader by means of force. And I think that those conditions are all quite well met here in the case of Morsi. Here's the bottom line. How's it going to go in the future? And the bottom line is that Egypt is in for a prolonged period of instability, not just because of the demography and the number of unemployed young people there, and not just because of the political dysfunction where you have the Muslim Brotherhood and its secular civil society opposition unable to come to terms with each other to implement IMF reforms and that sort of thing, but also because, as I say, the economy itself is so bad, there is no real pillar of strength to propel that country forward, except, frankly, at this time, the military.
Right. Propel them forward would be tourism. But thanks, but no thanks. My round trip to on American to Egypt, I'm not really looking to cash that in right now.
So, like the good and thoughtful citizen of the world that you are, Brian, you've opted instead, once again, for Vegas.
Right. Vegas or Ramadi, where it's a little bit quieter and less dangerous, but just and not quite as sandy. But by the way, you use the term throngs. Is that metric?
Like Peppermint Patty, I always tended to recoil from the metrics.
You did? Just like
yeah.
Her.
That's about where the similarities between her and me end, by the way.
By the way, I agree with that. Can I factor in another element to Koo's definition? You have to, like, when Britt Hume says it, and he's got a really deep voice and really smart, when he says it, it's a coup, and Senator McCain says it's a coup, I tend to go with the Egyptians because the one factor that no one's putting into play are the millions of people who showed up to oust. They showed up to show dissatisfaction, and the military either could have taken the order from Morsi, which was get him out of there, which would have been violent, or they could have said, hey, listen, talk to them. And when they're not able to talk to him, then he says you got 48 hours, a deadline, when they still don't do it.
Again,
I'd say very little choice.
The however well-intentioned the executioners here may be, the deposing of a duly elected leader by means of force, no matter how much of a warning they've been given or how compelling an argument they bring to it, that's still what happened here. That's a coup. And by the way, I do a very good Brit Hume impersonation. Have you ever heard my Brit Hume impersonation?
I would love to now. Do we have the time, Amy? We do have.
Yeah, we have the time.
You
know, when you have a duly elected leader, and you have that in this case, I think we all regard it as sophomoric to argue that it isn't a coup, Brian.
All right, now let's listen to the real Brit Hume, and at home, tweet me, at Kilmeade, and James, what's your Twitter?
At James Rosen, FNC.
At James Rosen. Now, here is,
at
that
James
was,
Rosen, FNC.
That was James Rosen as Brit Hume. Now let's hear Brit Hume playing Brit Hume.
Well, the president said the other day, John, that speaking of this military coup, and that's what it was, that this is part of the, transition to democracy. When the military throws an elected leader out of office and takes charge of the government and begins locking up the leaders of the previous government and its, you know, and its adherents, that's a very peculiar way to describe it, to call it part of a transition to democracy.
Right. You know what? You do a better Brit Hume. You do better than Brit.
And Brit, I think, would acknowledge this.
I think he would on a good day when he isn't too sensitive about being himself.
A good day for Brit is one of the is probably spent golfing, but
he earned it.
He did indeed.
When are you going to retire, James?
I'm looking at this very carefully, and I hope it's voluntary. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, you don't want it to be a self-imposed exile.
Right. I'm looking at 2048, thereabouts.
2048.
Yeah.
All right. June?
I hear it's lovely that time of year.
Let's retire in June. I'll do it with you.
How terribly strange to be 70.
Right.
Be the little Simon and Garfunkel. Maybe I should stick to Brit Hume.
No, you know, that's Brit Hume singing.
How terribly strange to be 70, Brian.
Hey, I tell you, I think that he'd be flattered to know you're doing him better than himself.
I prefer more show tunes and opera, but I'll take Simon and Garfunkel.
All right, James, let's promote your next appearance. When's the next time you're on?
Well, I'm working today on a story for tomorrow. So probably in the 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
And, of course, we have the weekly O'Reilly hit on the O'Reilly Factor every Wednesday, Carl Cameron and me.